I want to speak just briefly on part of the exchange between Jesus Christ and Pontius Pilate. In John 18 and 37, Pilate, who was the Roman prefect or governor, said to him, "Are you a king then?" Pilate is not a king, he is the representative of a king, an emperor, in fact. He is the most powerful mortal man in Judea. Yet he is speaking to a real king, a genuine king, the most powerful one in the entire universe. "Are you a king then?" Jesus answered, "You say rightly that I am a king." He does not look like a king. He does not dress like a king. And based upon his foot washing the evening before, he does not behave like a king. But he says, "I am a king." And he goes on to explain. Sometimes when Pilate questions him, he says nothing, simply letting events take their horrid course. But here in that 37th verse, he gives Pilate an explanation. "For this cause I was born, and for this cause I have come into the world." For what cause? To become a king? No. He was one already. To gain a kingdom? Not really. It was his by right. The cause of which he speaks is the horrible event which today we commemorate. He came into the world to die upon the cross. That was the cause for his being born. We are sometimes at pains to point out in a carol service that the child of the manger became the man upon the cross. And here the Lord makes that very point himself. "For this cause I was born, and for this cause I have come into the world." He says that I should bear witness to the truth. Pilate is trying him. He stands trial for his life. And the purpose of a trial is to try and determine truth. An accusation has been made. A punishment may be meted. But is it deserved? Is the accused guilty? He is the senior Roman judge of the territory. He is charged with determining truth. And yet here is one who says, "I bear witness to the truth." Pilate responds in verse 38, "What is truth?" We don't know his tone. Was he cynical? I imagine so. If only he knew the one to whom he was speaking, who is the way, the truth, and the life, who has the only name given among men by which even Pilate may be saved. Before Pilate stands the Creator God, the one who made the stars, the one who breathed life into Adam, the one who sustains the very universe of which he is but a very small part. Perhaps Pilate being the judge is being ironic. In a court of law, everyone claims to speak the truth, but many don't. How many prisoners have stood before Pilate, pleading this, pleading that, claiming the other? Is he just another crooked witness, another defendant, squirming on the hook? Is he claiming that there are different truths out there? Pilate, as a Roman, worships his gods, the Jews worship their gods. All gods claim to be real, all religions claim to have truth. What is truth? And yet before that, the Lord Jesus said, everyone who is of the truth hears my voice. Elsewhere he said, my sheep know my voice. Will Pilate believe the one before him? We heard before, he declares that he is innocent. And yet he sees him condemned. This morning, let us acknowledge and believe that Jesus Christ is our King. He died for us that we might not just live, but live for Him. Yield to Him. Bow before Him. Own Him and exalt Him. May we understand the cause for which He was born and that He came into the world, that we might be reconciled to a holy God, that our sin might be forgiven, remitted, written off, expunged, forgotten. That we might acknowledge His truth, that He is truth, that He tells truth, and that we be in the truth. Those who do not believe the truth believe falsehood. And may we be able to answer Pilate's question, which I think was rhetorical. What is truth? The truth is the man before you, Pilate. The truth is what he says. The truth is what he is. And the truth of his mission. That God so loved the world, he gave his only begotten Son, that whosoever believes in him should not perish, but have everlasting life. That is truth. That is true.